6 minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time, and it's Wednesday, May 11, 2022. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Welcome aboard. Lots to talk about today, of course, especially the specials we've got going on at the Power Mall. 10% off silver botanicals products. We've got an OxyLift BOGO going on. Limit one per customer while supplies last, and 10% off of OxySulfur. And, of course, we're doing a 15% off basic essentials introductory price just for you. These are doing what other multivitamins just can't do without the complete essentials price. So got the basics, but the price is cut in half, and we have those here from OptiVita at the Power Mall. And, of course, orders are being slightly delayed as far as shipping due to our moving of the warehouse, but we're going to get them out to you as quick as we can. So we thank you for your patience on that. And if you are looking for deals, we have them 50% off on closeout of iron and molybdenum, calcium, potassium, vitamin E, and zinc. Also, the Hysorb Q10 from Good Health Naturally will also be on closeout. If you're trying to get through to us on our contact form on thepowerhour.com, we've had to temporarily disable it while we work through some glitches on it. The alternate email address is support@thepowerhour.com. We have the new T-shirts. I got mine in the mail. We're going to wear them to Myrtle Beach. We the People Are Pissed Off, featuring the Power Hour logo on the back. This will give you a chance to go around and show everybody that you are tired of being manipulated by the elites, the media, and all the political puppets out there. I call them ass puppets. You call them what you want. The shirt represents all of our collective voices being raised for all the universe to hear, because we want the truth. You're interested in hearing Power Hour broadcast on your local station and you don't hear it? You know the old saying, reach out and touch someone, pick up the phone, call the radio station, find out why they're not carrying the Power Hour. Let them know, especially if they're news talk. We always love that because that has a different kind of class of people that listen to that show. They want to be informed, but they want the truth. And see, a lot of times, a lot of these people that listen to news talk are being fed stuff that, frankly, is propaganda. And it's just like sitting around the TV watching Fox News and watching Hannity spew these things and have Dr. Nicole Sapphire and people like that on their show, on his show. And when they start talking about, oh, yeah, and everybody needs to take the jab, that's when I change the channel. And then when you see these pro-abortion protesters waving fake babies around saying, I'm going to kill the baby. Did you see that black lady on TV jumping up and down screaming, I'm going to kill the baby? I mean, how sick and twisted do you have to be? This woman probably doesn't even, I would doubt she could read at an eighth grade level. Because if she did, she wouldn't be talking like that. The bigger problem is they didn't read the damned opinion. They just took everybody else's word for it that it was going to kill abortion everywhere. They did not read that it goes to the states. This should not be a federal issue. This should be a state issue. That's what the federal government decided. And that's one of the reasons why we broadcast the Power Hour and want to get it out there onto your local station. And we appreciate your support, too, when you see the buymeacoffee.com banner pop up when you log into thepowerhour.com. Click that and make a donation, buy us a coffee, or get on there and do level team player support. Level 1, 2, or 3, it gets you all sorts of perks here on the Power Hour. Plus, if you go level 3, we're going to announce your name in the air. And it just shows us that you really do care about getting the truth out there, and you're a supporter of the Power Hour Nation. And we appreciate you. This morning, open lines, 844-769-2944 is the number to call as we get through the news. Dr. Edward Group will be joining us from Global Healing Center Products, which we also have at the Power Mall, will be joining us in our next hour. In the meantime, the sky turned a bloody shade of red in China on Saturday, sparking panic among some residents, and now some are pointing to, of course, the end of the world. Jesus is coming back. Rapture. You can hear panic in the voices of residents as they record the discolored horizon. Crimson sky was most prominent by the port, prompting worries a fire had gotten out of control. You can read about that story on our email blast that we send you. If you haven't subscribed to that, you need to go to thepowerhour.com. The link is right there. Sign up. Shanghai officials will over the next few days further restrict access to food and hospitals in some parts of the city. The most severe phase of extended lockdown. Yep, we've gotten past that here in the U.S., but China's got a bigger population than we do, and they need to get rid of more people. So I guess this societal zero, which is their target, where no cases are reported outside of quarantine facilities, that's not going to happen, and we all know that. Science has been used and turned into medical tyranny. That's just the way it is. So the other thing that I found interesting this morning in our news headlines is Kinney County, Texas is actually starting to get some results with all of these illegals coming across the border. Sheriff Brad Coe is working that county down there. The first jury trial under Texas's Operation Lone Star Border Program concluded on May 9th with a defendant, Honduran native Lester Hidalgo Aguilar, found guilty of criminal trespass on a local ranch and sentenced to the maximum jail time of 1 year. The judge declined to apply an accompanying fine, which could have been up to $4,000, but said Aguilar should pay court costs of $290. Yeah, you got to wonder how these people who don't have a job and are migrating illegally across their borders, how they're even going to pay the court costs. Aguilar's trial was a litmus test for Operation Lone Star Arrest, which began around July last year as Governor Greg Abbott directed state troopers to arrest trespassers on state or private land. Until now, almost all the defendants have pleaded guilty or no contest to trespass or other misdemeanor charges and, of course, reached a plea deal of time served and no fine. So if it's a plea deal of time served and no fine, you see, what happens the next time they trespass is the penalties are going to be stiffer. They're not going to get time served. They're going to go down for a year, maximum jail time of 1 year. But to me, it makes me wonder why the Texas legislature hasn't put an even stronger maximum jail time on illegal immigrants criminally trespassing and invading Texas. Wonder why they haven't done that yet. Of course, then, here's the downside of the equation. We, the taxpayer, have to take care of them. That means they get three hots and a cot, and somebody's going to have to pay for it. No pink underwear. Joe Arpaio's not in the equation here. Somebody's going to have to pay. So, you know, everybody says, oh, that's good. He got a year in jail. Oh, that's great. Yeah, we're clamping that. Yeah, somebody's got to pay for it. I seem to hear these echoes of people who have said to me, Dave, what we need to do is just set up a perimeter along the border of everybody armed with AR-15 and several thousand rounds of ammunition and play over the loudspeaker. They ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles and they ran through the bushes where a rabbit wouldn't go. Can you imagine having all that go down and watching all these people as the gunfire starts turn tails and run right back into Mexico, including the coyotes that brought them here? Yeah, I know. I can't sing. It's just I was trying to imitate, you know, Johnny Horton. You remember that song, don't you? Battle of New Orleans. They call it Nawlins down there, the Big Easy. Federal judge, by the way, has dismissed a lawsuit against Florida Governor Ron DeSantis over the dissolution of the Walt Disney Company's Reedy Creek Improvement District. This is that 25,000-acre self-governing area in the state's Orange and Osceola counties. The lawsuit was filed by William Sanchez last week on behalf of three Orange and Osceola County residents. Sanchez is a Miami lawyer and Democratic candidate for the U.S. Senate. Well, you gotta know, if he's a Democratic candidate for the U.S. Senate, likely it would be a political ploy. He was highly motivated to try to get egg on the governor's face, and unfortunately that's not going to work because U.S. District Court Judge Cecilia Altanaga, a George Bush appointee, wrote in her order the suit was dismissed for several reasons, including the federal court's lack of standing over state issues. Gee, I wish that would work for all these foreclosure law firms out there, that the foreclosure mills that want to remove a complainant state-based case to federal court and get a 12B6 dismissal, knowing there are state claims. This is the thing. If you're going to file a complaint in state court, make sure you clearly and plainly comply with Bell Atlantic versus Twombly and Ashcroft versus Iqbal. And see, in some jurisdictions, Spokio versus Robbins, which is a U.S. Supreme Court decision from 2016, they apply Spokio versus Robbins if you can prove injury in fact. Without a doubt, your case will withstand scrutiny and withstand the test of being dismissed under a 12B6 motion. Little word to the wise from my paralegal mind. Mark in Iowa, good morning, sir. What's going on?
Hey, good morning. I was wanting to ask you if you...
Well, that was a short conversation.
Are you there?
I'm here. Are you there?
Okay. Yeah, I'm here. So I wanted to ask you if I could read three scriptures concerning World War III in the Bible. It says the ever-living, this is in Exodus chapter 17. It says, the ever-living afterwards said to Moses, write this and record it in a book and instruct Joshua that I will blot out the memory of Amalek from underneath the skies. And Moses then built an altar, and he called the name of it the throne of the ever-living and said, with the hand upon the throne of Jacob, which is the United States of America, is Zion, the throne of Jacob, he said, fight Amalek for the Lord from age to age or from generation to generation. That's what I was asking about World War III being in the Bible, because a lot of people don't understand that everything that's really happening with Russia right now, because if you go back and look at Genesis chapter 36, you can trace the genealogy of Russia to the house of Esau, which is Amalek. And then if you go to Deuteronomy...
Was that your second verse? Was that your second Bible verse?
That was my first one.
What's the second one?
The second one is that in Deuteronomy, it says, this is what it says. It says, the ever-living God has given you peace from all your enemies around about you in this country of America, that the ever-living God has given you to divide into estates. It says, wipe out the memory of Amalek from underneath the skies. Do not forget it. So, America actually being the nation of Israel is actually God is using this nation to fulfill his will in wiping out Amalek, which is Russia. And then if you go to Obadiah, it says, this is the third scripture, it says, but Mount Zion, which is USA, will be a safe refuge. Jacob's house shall possess it in peace. And like the new covenant, then Jacob's house will be the fire, and Joseph's house shall be the flame, and Esau's house shall be like stubble, which they shall ignite and consume, and Esau's house none shall be remaining, as the Lord has decreed. So the sons of Joseph are Ephraim and Manasseh, British Commonwealth in America. So here you have three scriptures that actually tell God's will in the end of the age with this World War III with Russia.
Interesting. Now, do you have a date yet when this is going to start? And who's going to get us into this? Is Scarecrow going to get us into this?
No, actually, World War III started in 1950 with the Korean War. I mean, you know, you go back, well, Patton was assassinated by the OSS, but he wanted to invade Russia right away. Of course, God wasn't going to allow him to do that, but, you know, it wasn't God's will for him. But he wound up being assassinated by the OSS. But anyway, World War III actually started in 1950, and it's been going on. It's a cold war, but now it's a hot war, and it's going to be a nuclear war. And, you know, this is what the Word of God says concerning Amalek, which you can chase the genealogy in Genesis chapter 36.
Well, there you go, Mark. I appreciate that. Now I'm going to have to go take my prescription of Dametol. So now, because I'm depressed. Anyway, we appreciate your call. Here's the thing. When you have all of this pontification going on in the world today, everybody's got a take on it. And I was just reading through the Committee of 300. And who do you think is the chairman of the Committee of 300? These are the elitists that have control over the world, or so at least they think they do. I have a signed copy of the three people that are at the head of the Committee of 300. And who do you think the chairman of the Committee of 300 is as of 2010? If you said Queen Elizabeth II, you're right. Shock and awe. And now we have Twitter, which it looks like, barring any lawsuits, that Elon Musk is going to open up the platform so that Donald Trump can come back on. Of course, Twitter co-founder Jack Dorsey says he backs that decision. Why all of a sudden the change? How has that happened? How all of a sudden does Dorsey turn around from being a commie pig to being on the side of right? What's this all about? Somebody else is telling Dorsey what to do. I know that Musk has controlling interest compared to Dorsey, so I guess if Musk wanted to fire Dorsey, he could, or just eliminate him completely and buy him out and make him go away. Musk has that kind of money. But if you're in China and you use the words, and these are highly sensitive words, truth, compassion, and forbearance, according to the Falun Gong's official website, this will get you a prison sentence and likely killed. So you see, free speech in America is still allowed, which is why we have open lines. And if you have an interpretation of the Word of God, here's the thing. The way that I was brought up under thumb in the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod, it was what we called in this day and age sin consciousness. And I'm tired of sitting there critiquing my life, and every day I get up, and I'm not Martin Luther where I flog myself with cat of nine tails, which he did. The guy was a little masochist. And it's like, you know, why do I want to get up and beat myself up and have a miserable life? Why do I want that? When the Word of God says, I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly, why am I sitting here beating myself up? So, you know, it doesn't matter whether we're in a cold war or hot war. It doesn't matter. We're at war. We don't need to be at war. We should be at peace. However, what's the old saying about pick up a sword and use it? Peter smiting off the high priest's ear. You know, when the time calls for you to stand up and defend yourself, will you take to arms? Or will you just capitulate and let them come in and kill you? And the whole time they're cutting off your head, you can sit there and thank Jesus for the predicament you're in, right? Forgive me, forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. Whoosh, off goes the head. Or are you going to resist? I mean, look at what the Bible says of how many wars we're engaged in and how many people died fighting wars way back in the time of Christ and before. Wars are a constant thing of this world because Satan controls it. And the thing about those of us who have served in the war or any war understand what the Constitution of the United States is. And we have a story that you'll get in your email blast of an Army officer convicted for disobeying COVID-19 rules, and he's now speaking out. He's been court-martialed. He tried to communicate concerns regarding COVID vaccines. Then not even vaccines. This is First Lieutenant Mark Bashaw. We call them 90 Day Wonders. He's the commander of the Army Public Health Center at Aberdeen Proving Ground in Maryland. He has a duty and an oath which he takes very seriously. And he was convicted for not working remotely and reporting to his office without presenting a negative COVID-19 test, in addition to not wearing a mask indoors as required. And so, of course, Following the conviction, Judge Robert Cohen, who was overseeing the case, declined to hand down a punishment. This is a whistleblower declaration he submitted to Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin, who has investigated COVID-19 products, saying that Bashaw, as part of his duties as a preventive medicine officer, began researching the products and became concerned after reviewing reports submitted to the Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System, or VAERS, which shows some vaccine recipients have experienced side effects. In the meantime, just the opposite kind of propaganda is being put out there, because all the U.S. health authorities, that's Dr. Anthony Mangala, the CDC and the NIH, Rochelle the Witch Walensky, says the vaccines are safe and effective. Oh, but they have serious side effects. But don't worry about that. Pay no attention to that man behind the curtain. Wow. You know, and you see how many people now are being affected by this? And how much money Fauci has made off of this? How much money Gilead scientists, Pfizer, Moderna, J&J, AstraZeneca, how much money they've made off this? Big Pharma has like scored big off our ignorance, folks. There is a new peer review study out that says COVID-19 vaccines increase the risk of cardiac arrest in young people by 25%. Now, if this is the case, all you have to do is look at the number of people between the ages of 18 and 25 that have gotten the jab, and you can figure about a fourth of them might be dead in a very short period of time, or at least be hospitalized with some very, very severe issues, in the least. A video widely circulated in 2021 showed a Capitol Police lieutenant asking members of the Oath Keepers to rescue them. They want rescue help. Well, that blows a hole in the seditious conspiracy charges brought against the group by several prosecutors, according to their defense attorneys. Lieutenant Tariq Khalid Johnson asked the group of Oath Keepers to help get more than a dozen trapped Capitol PD out of the Capitol. Well, that's not what we were told, was it? We'll have more news in your phone calls after this short break. Stay with us here in the Power Hour.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Minutes after the hour of 11 o'clock Central Time, and it's Wednesday, May 11th, 2022. Just a day or so away. Well, it's actually a day or so away from the Clay Clark's Reawaken America Tour. I will be leaving tomorrow after the show for Myrtle Beach. I will be on stage Saturday morning. We're going to be carrying the program streaming live so you can watch it. I'm going to be doing a narrative on how the left-wing media has destroyed America. This is going to further bolster your confidence in the fact that you are listening to a channel that's trying to make sense of everything. And we appreciate your support. Oh, by the way, did I mention? I think I forgot. Part of the news story we were covering is this Oath Keepers situation. This is a video that's been widely circulated last year showing a police lieutenant, Tariq Khalid Johnson, asking a group of Oath Keepers to help him get more than a dozen trapped Capitol police officers out of the Capitol through a tightly packed crowd of protesters on the building's east steps. And, of course, Lieutenant Tariq Khalid Johnson was wearing a MAGA hat. And apparently it was widely reported he did that as a ruse to trick supporters of Trump into helping him rescue fellow officers. He was later suspended for wearing the MAGA cap. Johnson is a registered Democrat, by the way, according to online records. You have to understand, Oath Keepers are people who are former military, law enforcement, and first responders, many of them taking that oath to uphold and protect and defend the Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. Thought I'd toss that in there. By the way, yesterday we told you about those 104 unopened mail-in ballots that a woman found on the sidewalk over the weekend in Hollywood. Well, the U.S. Postal Service and the L.A. County Registrar's Office is now investigating that full steam ahead. We'll see if they find anything. Sherry in Kansas, good morning. How are you?
Okay, Dave. A lot of the money in the stock market is from these from government entities where they put their funds to, you know, like tax money comes in or the fees and stuff, but they don't spend it all at once. But they, it's not just pensions, government pensions, but it's other, you know, where they've sequestered funds for different departments. I'm getting this from Walter Burian's work and also Clint Richardson.
Right. And, well, see, we're probably talking about hedge funds as well, because that seems to be the big player game that all the judges don't want to rule against the banks, because they're all vested in hedge funds, because we removed the Glass-Steagall Act back in 1999. You can thank Bill Clinton for that. Go ahead.
Yeah. But anyway, so this is at the local, county, you know, state and federal level. So, you know, and they say 50% of the people in the United States are employed by, you know, government or something like that. Or that's 50% of the employment. But anyway, and there's only certain things that those, that they can, that who's ever, watching over that money that they can invest in. You know, they can't, they're not supposed to be investing in anything risky and stuff. So, and, the three biggest, things are defense industries, pharma, and let's see, I'm not sure what the third one is. But anyway, those are the two biggies. So,
well, I would say energy stocks, probably the way things are going these days, energy stocks is probably a good thing to invest in, because the price of the stuff is going up and people are making money, especially all of those elected officials that are self-serving in Congress.
Oh, I remember the third one, prison industries.
Yeah, that's so, a good one. That's a good one. Yeah.
So, you know, is it any wonder that we can't get our legislators to vote against things like the shot and stuff like that and these crackdowns? You know, because, you know, they're
invested making money
in them.
Right. They're making money off of it. And that's one of the reasons. Now, as far as the way that hedge funds operate, I don't know if you got the full meal deal on this, Sherry, but hedge funds basically have several tranches, and each tranche has a certain level of risk. And if you really want to make the money, you're going to put your money in where the interest rate is more that you're going to collect, but the risk is higher. Whereas if you buy in the upper AAA rated tranches, you're paying or getting less interest, but the risk is way less. So this is how they structure those hedge funds. And surprisingly, way back before 2008, before the collapse, a majority of these pension funds were all vested in the junk end of these hedge funds, and that's why everybody took a bath. So, you know, they're not supposed to invest in stuff like that, but they did anyway.
Well, weren't some of the rating companies, weren't they misrepresenting what the risk was on those?
Yes, Fitch and Moody's and Standard & Poor's all rank. I did a story on this in my book, Clouded Titles, which we have in the Power Mall, by the way. I did a study on this stuff, and you see Fitch, Moody's, and Standard & Poor's all rated these junk bonds that they were selling in these hedge funds as AAA rated. And so what people didn't know, I mean, Goldman Sachs, who is still around, was selling this crap to everybody and their brother, and so is Deutsche Bank. I call them douche bank for a reason. I'm hoping that some attorney, if they hear douche bank, will think it's funny and they'll go in court and they'll accidentally slip in front of the judge when they're facing douche bank in a lawsuit. And the douche bank attorney will start jumping up out of the chair and objecting to being slandered in open court. I'm just waiting.
Yeah,
I want to see an attorney call him that.
Isn't the thing for, do you speak German, sprechen the Deutsch or something?
Sprechen Sie Deutsch?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Deutsch? Yeah, I appreciate that. Thank you for your
input. Thanks, that's all I had.
You bet. Thank you. We appreciate your input this morning, Sherry. All right, see, we're getting calls from the breadbasket, Iowa and Kansas this morning. What say you? Are you going to call us up? 844-769-2944 is the open line number right now. The Black Lives Matter co-founder, Patrice Cullors, she's admitted she used the group's multi-million-dollar mansion in L.A. for two personal shindigs last year, just a month after suggesting she'd never use the property for personal gain. Yeah, she's a self-described trained Marxist. That's what she told the AP. She hosted a small party at the mansion to celebrate the inauguration of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. Scarecrow and giggles. She said about 15 people participated, including members from the L.A. chapter of BLM. At that time, she said she was seeking refuge at the mansion because there were threats against her life. Second party at the mansion held in March of 2021 said it was a private birthday celebration for her son. And she says, I look back and think it probably wasn't the best idea. About her two parties at the mansion. Yeah. Yeah, go figure how much money that this group has taken from donors who thought they were doing things to help their supposed charitable cause after they made George Floyd their poster child. There's a lot of things, and I've talked to people who knew George Floyd, and they knew Derek Chauvin. And Chauvin and Floyd knew each other. In fact, they were doing dealings together. Floyd was actually a confidential informant that was selling drugs for the cops. And the fentanyl that he had in his possession, he ingested. And, of course, that really was downplayed at trial. Now, they wanted to go after the cop. You see, these things, and people are saying, oh, it was all staged. There's a lot of things in America that are all staged. We call them false flag attacks. I'll be speaking about false flag attacks in my speech this Saturday, showing some very graphic narratives. It's not shock and awe. It's making people think outside the box without feeling like they're some sort of conspiracy theorist. God forbid. We have a sound mind. That's what the Bible says. And if God says, look, I'm giving you word of knowledge to understand what it is that we're trying to put forward out there, walk in love and just communicate with me, and I will tell you when things are wrong and you need to avoid them. That's a word of wisdom. Wisdom is knowledge applied. Does that make sense? The Colorado legislature has passed a bill seeking to address an alarming increase in catalytic converter thefts. On May 4th, the State House gave final approval to Senate Bill 9, which targets the so-called motor vehicle chop shop stealing and stolen parts and commodity metals. Anyone who acquires five or more vehicles for spare parts with a year to report within 5 days to the National Vehicle Title Information System, like they're going to do that. The bill includes vehicles acquired for dismantling, wrecking, shredding, compacting, crushing, or otherwise destroying vehicles for reclaimable parts or scrap metals, including catalytic converters. Like that's going to stop. I'll tell you what's going to stop theft of catalytic converters. Take that advice of that constable in Harris County, Texas, who told the woman, if they're in your yard and they're taking something that's your property, shoot them in the face. Seriously, shoot them in the face. Not the arm, not the leg, in the face. Make sure they don't get up. That's how you stop catalytic converter thefts. We'll see how often they enforce that law. An Alabama corrections officer, Vicky White, is dead, supposedly of a suspected suicide. Her partner, 6'9", capital murder suspect Casey White, has been captured. He's in custody after a 10-day manhunt. The pair were captured late Monday in Indiana. According to Lauderdale County, Alabama Sheriff Rick Singleton, he said he didn't know why they were in Indiana, in Evansville, to be exact. 38-year-old White surrendered himself without incident. Vicky White was found injured, taken to a hospital, died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Ruled suicide. We have another honest opinion of recent GOP primaries by D.V. Kidd. She's been a guest on the show. I would like to have her back on again. She's going to be 73 here pretty quick. And she's been in the trenches full-time, 24-7, the last 30 years, analyzing elections, as well as hammering on vote fraud. By the way, Dinesh D'Souza's 2,000 mules has been put up so people can watch it. That should enlighten you. And you have to look at the fact this Article 5 Convention of States should not take place. Because if it does, I fear that this country is going to be in a very bad situation. The elitists will come in using their money, They will buy influence. They will alter the Constitution of the United States, take complete control of we the people. Game over. You have to understand that the GOP is infested, whichever way you want to look at it, with rhinos. We're not talking about an elephant here. We're talking about a Republican in name only. They are Marxists. They are Democrats. They are commie pigs. I'm talking about Romney, Murkowski, Cheney, Collins, and crybaby Kinzinger. This list is 2 miles long when you include all the dirty ones in the U.S. House who play right in the same sandbox, and that's how they keep getting reelected, because we have a one-party system in this country. I'm going to explain that in my speech on Saturday, which you want to watch, 10:45 a.m. Central Time. So log on to the Power Hour. We'll be streaming. Florida's First Lady, Casey DeSantis, by the way, bully for her. See, God works in mysterious ways and wonderful ways. She made her first public appearance on May 9th since being declared cancer-free. She joined her husband, Governor Ron DeSantis, at DeSantis Day campaign event held at the Villages in Sumter County. And I'll tell you what, according to the governor, 5 months of treatment she went through, she was a fighter and wouldn't give up. That should tell you something. Meanwhile, also in the Sunshine State, a political consultant who has worked on the Democratic South Florida political campaigns allegedly lied on an application for COVID-19 payroll relief. Remember that PPP? Government has charged 42-year-old Omar Smith of Royal Palm Beach with conspiracy to commit bank fraud and wire fraud in connection with the PPP loan program. He got more than $200,000 in money, according to the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Florida. So we'll see about that, see what happens to him. Also making the news desk, New York is a mandatory statewide adult vaccination database. That's what they're proposing up there for those of you in the Empire State.
Albany wants your papers. Sprechen Sie Deutsch? They are your papers.
Health freedom advocates have been warning for years this was coming. And see, when you got a blue state like this, Senate Bill S-75A. Oh, those of you up in New York need to contact State Senator Brad Hoyleman and ask him, what the hell were you thinking putting a bill like that out there? This bill would require physicians and healthcare practitioners to record every dose of a vaccination given to an adult in New York State in a database. The current amended version of the bill literally removes the consent of the vaccinee and instead makes a provision that no report shall be made if the person to whom the vaccine is administered or a person authorized to consent to health care for the person objects to the person who administered the vaccine prior to making the report. In other words, S-75A would require healthcare providers to register every shot provided to people 19 and over in the state database unless a patient explicitly refuses. However, the physician's under no obligation to identify that option. This is what we call lack of consent by design or lie by omission. Congress does that a lot. I know these are lies by omission when I hear the Michael Jackson with a bad makeup day wannabe, Nancy Pelosi, up there going, well, we have to pass it before we can find out what's in it. Remember hearing that? Yeah, Obamacare, remember that? Patriot Act? You think that the Democrats are the only ones that are behind the scenes in converting us into a communist nation? What do you think the Patriot Act was all about? That 1,250-page document was sitting on the shelf waiting for a false flag attack. We call it 9/11. There's a lot of people out there, including about 3,500 scientists, engineers, that do not believe for 1 minute that those Twin Towers and WTC-7 collapsed because of an airplane crash. And I take issue with what happened at the Pentagon. I've got pictures of a hole after a missile attack in Iraq versus another in D.C. at the Pentagon in Loop E. Remember that? That was made clearly by a missile. I didn't see any airplane parts there. So what happened to the 757? When airplanes crash, they mess up the yard. I didn't see anything on the Pentagon. He could play golf on that damn thing. Willie in Vermont, how are you, sir? Good morning.
Hi, Dave, the lady was talking about the comprehensive annual financial reports, the rollover accounts, all the money-making ventures. Walter Burian talks about it. But I have a 14-paragraph letter here I wrote to the editor called Your Rights Have Been Stolen. Would you allow me to read it? I'll read it as fast as I can.
It's 14 pages?
No, 14 paragraphs.
Oh, 14 paragraphs. I hope they're short.
Yeah, they are.
Go for it.
Okay. For hundreds of years, people in America dug gold out of the mountains and the government pressed it into a coin to be used as currency. In 1913, our government entered into an impossible contract, a fraud, called the Federal Reserve Bank. The bank issued money and required that money to be returned, and the interest for using that money was to be paid in gold. The people were the financiers of the government and were considered to be the lawful owners of the government. We were the sovereigns. By 1933, the government couldn't raise enough gold to pay the interest on the Federal Reserve notes, so the government reneged on the obligation they agreed to. At the time, we were operating under common law, and under that law, if you didn't live up to your obligation as a debtor, your creditor took control of you until you fulfilled your promise to pay. The Congress passed H.J.R. 192 in 1933, stating no more payments would be made in gold, and gold was called in not to be used as money from then on. When the gold was called in, our status as sovereigns was removed, and we became corporations in a court of law. The gold was shipped to Europe, and all that money system was set up using us and our earnings as collateral. The international bankers had our government use our birth certificates, the original ones at the hospitals, as a debt bond. Under law, there is a maxim: if you use someone else's property in a transaction, then whoever owns that property that you used in the transaction has a third-party claim against whatever was obtained with the third party's property. Under law, the term is hypothecation. It is a hidden lien. By using the bank's all debt money, the banks have a claim against everything we think we own, including ourselves, property, and children. The bank note companies that print the birth certificate bond are a division of the Office of Management and Budget of the Commerce Department. The Constitution for the United States no longer applied to us because our lawful status had changed from sovereign to corporation.
Okay, I'm going to stop you right there because here's the thing. We are now living under an Article 1 administrative forum because we signed contracts. I read a list of those things. And the birth certificate is an actual contract with the United States government. I believe that. Everything you said in your letter is true. I believe that the Federal Reserve was started up because they couldn't pay their debts way back when in 1871 when the United States became an incorporation. So yeah. They forced the banks to come in and set the whole bloody thing up, and, you know, the rest is history. But here's the other thing. You mentioned the word hypothecation. Then in 1999, yeah, the Glass-Steagall Act was repealed, allowing the banks to not only come in and play in the securities market, but to re-hypothecate the debts over and over and over again, the same debts to be packaged and sold into securities vis-a-vis tranches to investors whose money was loaned to people who unknowingly signed mortgage documents so we could have the biggest land grab in history. I think I made that fairly clear. And speaking of which, did you know U.S. economy is currently experiencing the hottest real estate market on record? According to latest Realtor.com housing statistics, the median price advanced 14.2% year over year to $425,000. This is the median income gap widening. That means that less and less people are going to be able to afford because of the surging in home prices, 20% year over year, with the Sun Belt city seeing the highest gains. People soon are not going to be able to afford to buy an existing home, which means they're going to have to do what I'm doing, and that is build a home. However, you can do this to manage to live on what you have, which is why we now have tiny homes with wraparound decks. What can I say? Willie, thanks. We appreciate your input this morning. How are things in Vermont? Are they chilly this morning? Are they good?
Oh, no. It's looking like summer here.
Oh, wonderful. I love it. All right.
Yeah. Good to next week, good, though. You know?
Yeah. Good to talk to you. Kevin in Ohio, you're on. You've got a minute. Go ahead.
Yeah, I want to – hi, Dave. I want to bring up again that we are definitely in a shooting proxy war with Ukraine – with Russia. Excuse me. There was another confirmation yesterday. Tucker Carlson did it. Threw a spot in his talk last night showing a senator from Massachusetts saying that we're not in there to fight for Ukraine. We're fighting Russia. And this is a third world war. He's the second one this week. And that Lindsey Graham saying there's no exit ramp for this war. We are physically completely in a proxy war. And we have A-10 warthogs going over there to two different countries to supply the Ukraine.
I mean, well, Kevin,
there's no,
wait.
There's no reason. This is casus belli.
I get that. And there's no end to this thing until we're in a full-blown situation where Russia figures out exactly where we have boots on the ground, and they are going to pull the plug on the whole thing. That's when you're going to see the tactical nuke go off. I just believe that, and it's not going to be pretty, and Americans are going to die as a result. Ladies and gentlemen, we're at the end of this first hour segment. Thank you so much for your phone calls, your input. Dr. Edward Group will be joining us in this next half hour from Global Healing Products here at the Power Mall. Stay with us.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.